Good morning. Good morning. My name is Todd Howland. I'm the Chief of the Development, Economic, and Social Rights Branch at the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights. I want to welcome everyone. Excellencies, distinguished delegates, esteemed colleagues, it is a pleasure to open the fifth session of the open-ended Intergovernmental Working Group to elaborate the content of an international regulatory framework without prejudging the nature thereof relating to the activities of private military and security companies. I extend a warm welcome to each of you to this pivotal convening aimed at addressing one of the most pressing challenges of our time, the regulation of private military and security companies. As we gather here today, it is imperative that we reflect on the gravity of the issues at hand and the imperative for concerted action on the global stage. The activities of private military and security companies have garnered significant attention and concern from the international community. These entities, often operating in conflict zones in fragile environments, wield considerable influence and power, yet their operations have been marked by instances of impunity, human rights abuses, and humanitarian law violations. The need for robust regulation of private military and security companies has never been more apparent. As we confront the complexities of modern warfare and security dynamics, at the heart of your discussion lies a fundamental question: how to ensure that private military and security companies operate within the bounds of international law and uphold human rights standards? This question underscores the gravity of the challenge before this working group and the urgency to tackle it. Indeed, the absence of a comprehensive international regulatory framework leaves a glaring gap in our collective efforts to hold private military and security companies accountable for their actions. While initiatives such as the Montreux document and the International Code of Conduct for Private Security Providers have made strides in this direction, they fall short of providing a robust oversight mechanism necessary to prevent abuses and ensure justice for victims. Moreover, the proliferation of private military and security companies and the increasing privatization of security functions underscores the need for a unified and coherent approach to regulation. Without clear guidelines and standards, private military and security companies operate in a legal gray area, exposing vulnerable populations to exploitation and exacerbating conflict dynamics. Central to the discussion is the recognition that the victims of private military and security companies related abuses and violations face formidable obstacles in accessing justice and obtaining redress for the harm they may have suffered. This injustice cannot be tolerated, and it underscores the urgent need for a framework that prioritizes the rights and dignities of all individuals affected by private military and security company operations. In this context, the ongoing negotiations with the open-ended Intergovernmental Working Group take on added significance. Tasked with elaborating an international regulatory framework, the Intergovernmental Working Group represents a beacon of hope for those seeking accountability and justice in the face of private military and security companies' related abuses and violations. Your collective efforts within this forum are a testament to a shared commitment to upholding human rights, accountability, and the rule of law. I wish in particular to congratulate the delegation of South Africa, and in particular its chairperson, Rapporteur, for their leadership and for the release of the revised third draft instrument, which you will be considering during this week of work ahead of you. I note that the revised third draft reflects the efforts during the session of this working group and in the intersessional consultations which took place last February. In closing, I wish you a constructive, collaborative, and successful debate. I look forward to hearing about your progress in further refining and crystallizing this regulatory framework. As always, my office stands ready to support your efforts to the best of our abilities. Thank you for your attention. I'll now turn to agenda item 2, election of chairperson rapporteur. Excellencies, distinguished representatives, we shall now proceed to the election of chairperson rapporteur in accordance with agenda item 2. The floor is open for nominations for chairperson rapporteur of this working group. I recognize the distinguished representative of Gambia on behalf of the African group. Ambassador, you have the floor.